Good morning, all. And let me start by saying that it's awesome to be here in this community of professionals that are interested not only in progressing their knowledge, but in sharing knowledge with the wider community and beyond. I am Valentina Balcan, and I am a former student of Bucharest Faculty of Geography, which drove me to reminisce and acknowledge the long process it took for me to arrive. And I want to leave you with that image of a learning process in mind and resources necessary to arrive to an end result, because I believe that serves as a good introduction into the topic and purpose of the two projects I'm here to present. So the story did start in Bucharest, but I am here representing Evenflow, which is a young company of eight based in Brussels. And we are specializing in commercialization of R&D results, communication, outreach and marketing, and of course, strategy consulting. This positions us as a service provider for the Copernicus-based value chain, which entails EU institutions, European agencies, and of course, last but not least, the private sector. As you can see, there are several projects in our portfolio, but I'm here to present eShape and Parsec, two projects that we believe are of interest to this community. And in our opinion, they are of interest to you, the Phosphor Gers, because they look at those essentials necessary to move from idea into implementation. And these are understanding not only your user requirements, but above all, understanding the environment you're going to operate in. And that's the market regulations, the trends, and whatever policy priorities there are. Of course, you will need access to capital because, especially in the early days, that's going to be challenging, progressing your ideas, and there might be funding schemes available out there you may be unaware of. Making the most of the technology available and the tools necessary to exploit, put to use the data, the free open source open data Copernicus has and offers, is also very important. And once your product is established, you will want to scale up, which means move into new markets, which may be working and abiding by different regulations, which you definitely need to know in order to be able to do that. So you have here the two websites of the projects I'm here to present. That's e-shape.eu and parsec-accelerator.eu. And I will now focus in on eShape, which is a pan-European effort intended to scale up already existing EU-based applications. Where do I need to sit? Here? Okay. Sorry for that. I was indicated that I'm supposed to stay put. I tend to move around a lot. So, eShape, as I said, is a pan-European effort which spans 54 partners which have different experiences and address different needs in the value chain. And they've come together to make sure that the 27 pilots that are at the heart of this project will have successful user uptake. This means that co-create and co-design environments will be set up so that the pilots can work together with their end users so as to produce and develop new EO-based services and products, to thus guarantee faster and better user uptake. This process, the entire learning process I was mentioning also earlier, is going to be then captured, and best practices and as well as guidelines will be produced and shared with the wider community so as to allow replication and, of course, ensure the long-term sustainability of geo-based solutions. I think that if you're interested in the learning process overall, you can already start following our website, which is yet early stage as the project was launched in early May, because there will be published, there we will publish all the deliverables we will be producing. And another thing of interest to you is the fact that at some point in the project, eShape has a mandate to onboard new pilots. And should you have ideas in the seven thematic areas presented here, but I don't think you can read them, and that's food security and agricultural sustainability, health surveillance, renewable energy, water resource management, disaster resilience, ecosystem monitoring, and climate monitoring. Unfortunately, the slide doesn't show the entire information. So should you have an interest in these thematic areas, do follow us as you might be interested in applying and become a partner of this project. The most important, let's say, product of the project is going to be the sustainability booster, which is a series of deliverables which will address exactly those essential needs the developers would need to move from idea to implementation. And as I mentioned, these tools will be shared with the wider community in order to make sure that the sustainability of geo-based solutions stands a better chance. The second project I'm here to introduce is called Parsec, and it's in practice an accelerator, as it's going to distribute 2.5 million euros to accelerate 15 new ideas, which need to be really disruptive and new, and come in support of the food and energy and environment sectors. The selected disruptors will benefit from coaching and mentoring, including a bootcamp, tools that will help them overcome key barriers, and as well information and insight on technology and market. The way the project is set up entails a call for ideas, and we expect to receive something like 350 ideas. So do help us to spread the word so that we have really, really valuable ideas into the funnel. These will then be evaluated peer-to-peer, and a top 100 ideas will be identified, which will then enter a very intense period of trainings and interactions so as to ensure the ideas grow into projects and scalable products. A second phase is going to be dedicated to consortia, which means that either the participants of the first stage are expected to group into teams, or they can bring outsiders into the mix. Their ideas are going to then be pitched in front of a panel, and this panel of professionals will decide the 15 ranking ideas that stand a better chance of making it into the market. Once these are identified, they will receive 100K. And I think this will help you visualize the entire process. And this will also position them better to attract venture capital further. So, these two projects, as I said, to just round up the entire thing, I want to leave you with two main ideas. E-Shape is an opportunity to become a partner and learn from highly experienced companies in EO observation. And Parsec is a program which may be your answer to progress your idea and make it become the next best thing in EO. Thank you.
So, who wants $2.5 million or some of it? It's quite nice to see money being shown in these events as well, and opportunities to apply for them. Are there any questions for Valentina? I know she ran off. We shouldn't let her off that easily.
Yes.
Right, so like for the startups and the people with ideas, is it like 100% funding?
You can take the one?
Yeah, basically the question is just whether...
So you just come with your idea in the first phase?
Yeah, sorry, I'll just repeat the question. So the question is whether the funding is 100%. So it's very often when you get EU-funded projects, like this is like 85% or whatever, which is very often a problem for people with ideas that,
there's
like, you know, start from nothing.
There's definitely conditions attached to getting this money, and the terms and conditions will be published on the website parsec-accelerator.eu. I can't go into details now because to ensure, you know, a fair competition, you're only allowed to publish the terms and conditions at one point in time when everyone will have access to them, to ensure that everyone has access to the same information at once.
Okay, cool. I was just trying to make sure whether this 2.5 that Stephen mentioned is actually 2.5 or is it just fraction?
What, 15?
Sorry?
It's across 15
projects? 15 projects, yes. It's across 15 projects.
Okay, thank you.
And of course, you also need to think that the first 100 will get 10K.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's still a lot of money. Yes, please.
Hang on. Thank you for the presentation. I'm Ramona Pelic from Luxembourg Institute of Research. And I have a question. The next call in eShape, will you have a next call? I don't know exactly how
there's
it works.
There's only going to be one call in eShape, and that's going to be beginning of the of next year. And for this one, there is going to be an open call, so everyone can participate. And that's going to happen beginning of autumn.
Okay, and the deadline for the proposal submission will be for Parsec?
Cannot tell you.
Okay.
But there's going to be enough time for people to be able to organize themselves and participate.
Okay, thank you.
Is that it? Okay, thanks again.